Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary superintelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of cheap fun.
Am I bugging you, Ron?
They're eating the dogs.
They're eating the cats.
They're eating the pets.
If you do it anymore, you're going to have problems.
I love cows.
Azurations.
Be a man of increase.
Damn it!
I don't think I would do it with my wife. That doesn't seem... Like, why? What's the point?
Oh,
dear.
It's insane. Anyway.
And also, who's in charge of your penis?
What?
And also, who's in charge of your penis?
What?
I kind of wanted to see the wang.
And also, who's in charge of your penis?
What?
Oh, dear. Yeah, so I was walking into the building today. You know, we have a building here.
We do. We get new security cameras outside. I don't know if you've seen
it. Yeah. Well, we have a new tenant.
Yeah.
That's where I'm going with this.
Yeah.
Is there's a new...
There's a new sheriff in town.
A tenant here.
That actually has real employees.
Is there somebody upstairs? I think they left.
No, that's the person that's upstairs is the new tenant.
I think the new tenant has
upstairs.
I think they have that bottom room when you first walk in on the right.
Oh,
I think they have
okay.
that and upstairs offices. Yeah,
I got you.
I think.
Okay.
So there's one downstairs that's coming that's going to be a separate one.
But that's the same company.
That's different.
So, no. I think it's the same company because they labeled it. They put up the signs now.
Okay.
So we're getting. So I think what Buckley is saying. So we have a two level sitch.
Yes.
We're down in one level, but there's another office on our level that has been empty, but now a company called Esco has moved in there?
Yeah, it's their headquarters.
Okay, but I think what Buckley is saying is that Esco is also upstairs.
They are.
Okay, so that's both Esco.
I thought Esco was on the... Anyway, bottom line is, yes, there is a big company that has moved in with like 10 times the amount of employees.
Esco.
Esco.
Esco. Yeah, and so our parking lot's full and everything now.
Yes.
It's kind of bullshit.
And they're putting up... there's all kinds of stuff happening. We've got like bike storage now. We're
yeah.
putting up security cameras. It's a whole thing.
It's one of these hip, trendy Portland offices.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, I noticed that they have flags. Did you notice that? There is an Esco flag out there.
Yeah, flags!
Yeah, I do love my flags.
I know. I think we need a primetime flag. Or a 1080 the fan flag.
We have an Odyssey sign. But we don't have a flag.
I'm out on Odyssey. I'm talking about the fan.
A fan flag. Well, we have the.
We need a fan flag to fly next to the Esco flag. Because we have an American flag out there.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know that.
Oh, I've seen the American flag.
We have an American flag.
I say the Pledge of Allegiance every day when I come in.
I bet you do.
Yeah. America, yeah!
And then under that is a Wesco flag, or Esco flag.
I don't like that they're trying
to
out-flag
us. What is that about?
We were here first.
And don't give me this 105.1 The Buzz or 94.7. No. 1080 The Fan.
1080 The Fan.
The flagship Odyssey station.
That's right, because I would say if we primetime flag it, then it's going to cause ruffles with the...
Yeah, we don't want to do that. We're all in this together.
Yeah, the fan flag.
But we ain't flying no Odyssey flag. Get out of here with that. Company.
I think the flag budget has been greatly reduced.
Yeah.
Although, you know, we have like
an Odyssey station.
Yeah, those table skirts. Why can't we
fly
just
that?
Why can't we just take a table skirt, run it up the flagpole, and then our flag will be bigger than the ESCO flag?
That's a pole.
Yeah, give me some pole.
You don't want to upstage the American flag because it's at the top and it's the biggest.
That's true.
I think there's rules.
Not really, because my insurrectionist neighbor, his Trump flag is twice the size of the American
flag.
Well, but flag.
It's a private residence. I'm talking
Trump's
about
bald. Yeah,
this is corporate.
Corporate.
Corporate America.
Yeah.
Public.
So you can't have bigger flag than the American flag.
I don't think you can, actually.
I think
if you have a flagpole with a bunch of flags on it, the American flag has to be the biggest.
Otherwise, the flag please come. There is a... There's an auto dealership, I believe, on your if you're driving up to on I-5. I think it's past Seattle. I think because I see it when I drive up to Canada. It is the largest American flag you've ever seen. And if someone out there on the text police can help me out, if you're driving north, it's on the right-hand side, and I swear to God, it is the largest American flag. It's like, you know when they see the football field and they have the flag that covers the field and everyone shakes it? Someone took that flag and ran it up a flagpole. Mm. You can see it from like 6 miles away. And I always think to myself, whenever I drive by that thing, I'm like, why? What business? Like I said, I think it's a car dealership, but there's also like a mattress store there. How patriotic was that guy where he was like, no. A regular flag isn't going to do it. And someone's like, hey, what about we like an extra large flag? No. Football size flag. I want it. I need it.
Yeah, I didn't know there was a limit to how much you love your country.
Apparently.
There is a U.S. flag code, says one texter. It's not enforceable by law, but it's supposed to be followed. So you see, you're supposed to do it.
These are like the unwritten rules of sports?
Oh,
well, I mean, look.
I mean, you got someone in there now that talks about he wants burning the flag to be like you can get... You can get arrested for
yeah.
it. He really likes the flags.
Well, it's
he hugs flags. He kisses flags.
It's always been taboo to burn the flag, you know?
Yeah,
again, taboo, not against the law.
No, it is not.
Taboo. By the way, ESCO, an energy service company, a business that develops, installs, and often finances projects to improve energy efficiency and reduce operational costs for facilities.
Oh, so now we know what ESCO stands for.
Yes.
That's what our neighbors do. ESCO.
And I believe this is now their like West Coast headquarters.
Oh, really?
Yeah. This is a big deal.
West Coast ESCO?
West Coast ESCO. I haven't met anyone from...
You think they're trading energy up there? I got a buddy who's an energy trader. That's a pretty cool gig.
Maybe you should talk to him. I haven't talked to anyone. It's funny because when I show up, the parking lot is packed.
Yeah.
Like, you have to, like, kind of search for parking now. And yet, I've never seen anyone go in and out of ESCO.
I haven't either. What's that about?
Have we got a severance thing going on?
Is it a drug front?
What the hell?
Yeah, you never see anybody.
No, because it's been a few weeks now, and I have not seen one person that works there.
Now, I will say, I've seen a couple bros coming down from the stairs that aren't the actual stairs.
Yeah.
They're the back stairs. You ever notice that? Like, they're pretty stealth, these ESCO people.
Well, and I do think that they've got a bike storage thing back there.
Maybe
so if you're a biker bro, I think I think that's where you go and you park the old biker.
Well,
now, can I use the bike storage, or is that...
I bet it's for the building and not just for ESCO.
You know, they got a gym up there, too.
That's probably just for ESCO.
We went up there to... remember that Christmas party we went up there?
Yeah, we crashed a Christmas party.
Did you pump some iron while you were getting cocktails?
No.
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 Probably should have.
Kidding me with that body you got gun over there?
Really set the tone of the building alphas here.
If I just showed up to the ESCO thing in tank top and started doing some curls, like, what's up, bros?
What if I just start going up there and like, hey.
Mingling?
I'm like, yeah, just hanging out. I'm just from Odyssey.
What are you doing for lunch today?
What do you guys do? Building alpha here.
I'm kind of intrigued now about making a run up to ESCO.
They don't want us up there.
The our Chuck, who's our like our building. I don't, what does Chuck do? He's like.
Who's Chuck?
Oh, Chuck.
Accounting?
He's
accounting.
He's like a controller, right? But he wears many hats.
He's a math guy, yeah, or like the numbers guy.
Yeah, Chuck was giving me the lowdown. He was all like when they were moving in, he was telling me all about it.
Chuck knows.
And Chuck was all about he's trying to work out some. He told us that he was trying to work out some sort of deal where we got to use the gym. He wanted to know if I would go work out up there. And I was like, nah, I'm good. What? I think he was trying to gauge the interest if we were to gain access to the Esco gym. How many people would use it? And considering that we have like 9 employees, I told them probably not many.
So wait, has the gym always been up there or did they put it in there?
They put it in.
So it wasn't there for that Christmas party?
No.
So it is just their gym.
It is just their gym. They have built Esco is into, not only are they trading energy, but they're creating energy with remedial squat thrust seminars.
They need it. Everyone I've seen coming down the front of those stairs is fat.
Jesus. Like shots fired.
But at least they're taking the stairs.
They're
He's
going to
go get him one of those Milwaukee butter hogs.
I think Esco is trying to send a message with the bike. A lot of bike storage. Hey, fat asses, bike your way in, and while you're there, go do some push-ups.
And they do have private security too. There's a couple security bros.
Well, I did notice, like I said, we do not have outside cameras. And yesterday they were putting up the outside security cameras.
They must be doing some cool stuff up there.
I know. I don't think we're allowed up there. Look, they're putting the cameras up there to keep riffraff like you out.
What if we did the wireless mic and took it up there on the air?
Let's see what's up. What's up, Esco Bros?
Talk to Karen at the front desk.
She's not going to be happy about that. You're going to get
I'm
one of those situations.
I'm going to kick your ass, you little bitch.
I have noticed a lot. I don't know if you've seen this, but we got a lot of people now that think it's illegal to be filmed. Like, every one of these Karen videos is someone yelling.
I saw that one.
Like, you can't film me?
Those ladies? They were like, it was a mother-daughter?
Yeah.
Did you see that one?
There's like a million of these out there.
The newest one is the mother-daughter, and they get arrested. Apparently, they were griping about libs.
Yeah.
But they don't really say that in the video, so I don't know if somebody just made that up. You know, it could be fake news.
Sure.
But they do get arrested, and it's because they won't shut up. They won't stop screaming. And then one of them punches the cop.
Yeah.
And she's like, you can't arrest me.
These people are crazy. There's something wrong with them.
We have this weird thing now where people feel like if you just say you can't do something, that you can't do it. Oh, yeah. People do it all the time to the cops. I'm always fascinated by that one when the cop's like, hey, put your hands behind your back. And the person's like, no. Where do you think that's going to go?
Like, one party has the authority here, and it ain't you.
I'm not doing that.
In what world is the cop going to be like, you know what? You're right. I can't arrest you.
Who do you think you are, a cop?
But you see this all the time. Was some Karen or some... Did we ever figure out what the male Karen was? Chad?
Yeah, I feel like Chad was thrown around.
Right. You'll get some
Chad. Chad's the guy that... it's a great bit on SNL.
Yeah.
Where Pete Davidson's like, okay.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, Chad, we're going to... okay.
All right. Okay. But you get some Karen or her husband, and they're always acting like a bunch of... dip-esses.
Let me look up this one.
And then someone pulls out their phone and starts filming them, and that enrages the Karen because, and then she starts yelling, you can't film me, you can't film me. And the person's like, ma'am, you're at a Starbucks. I absolutely can film you. And the only reason they don't want to be filmed is because they know they're being a total asshat, and yet they just keep digging a deeper and a deeper hole. If you don't want someone to film you because you're yelling and screaming, it might be an indicator to stop yelling and screaming and then just turn around and walk away.
Okay. So this was in Palm Beach, Florida.
By the way, Google telling me that the male equivalent of a Karen is Kevin's, Greg's, or Terry's.
Terry's. Huh.
I like the Kevin.
Yeah. Kevin, Karen. It kind of, yeah.
So Palm Beach, Florida, the body cam footage has gone viral recently, and it's these two entitled bitches. Kelly is the girl. She's 24. The mom is Monica. She's 62. Mm-hmm. They live in Houston, but they're at the Four Seasons in Palm Beach, and they absolutely throw an S-fit. And it's hard to tell what it's over, but the cops finally just arrest both of them, and you want to talk about going kicking and screaming?
Yeah.
They go kicking and screaming, and they repeatedly blame the Four Seasons and Joe Biden. For their arrest.
It doesn't work
because
like
they're claiming that they're being persecuted for their supporting of Donald Trump because they were saying something about libs.
Sure.
And so they roped the whole sequence into it being about that when it wasn't. The officers were constantly telling them the politics has nothing to do with this. This is about your behavior. You punched me in the face.
Yeah, see right here.
What do you not understand? Monica?
Yeah, it is fascinating to me, the people that absolutely lose their ass. And you're right, they are 100% losing their ass.
So management kicked him out of the lobby. I guess they were drunk.
Yeah.
And so they just put him out front of the Four Seasons, and the cops showed up, and they just freaking, they got arrested.
Yeah.
They've now been charged because of their dumbasses couldn't shut up.
That's always amazing to me when the consequence is right there in front of you, and you can see it, and you still don't change course.
Yeah.
And you have the opportunity to.
No. It blows my mind.
Do they charge her with battery on specified personnel, trespassing, resisting an officer without violence, and disorderly intoxication in a public place? Nice going, Monica.
Someone saying the you can't do that mindset is only going to get worse for the years to come. That. I work at a middle school, and that attitude is prominent at a scary level. Yeah, I bet. We're definitely getting into the you can't do that. Yes, you can.
Watch me.
Yeah. I just would like every one of those idiots to realize that when the police show up and you say you can't do that, never goes well for you. I've never once seen a cop be like, you know what? You're right. I am going to turn around and walk away. Don't get that one. You can be unhappy. You can file a complaint. But when he decides that you're going to get arrested and you decide that you're not, I got a good idea where that's going.
So she punches the cop.
Yeah.
In the face! In the face!
He's like, you just hit me. Turn around. And she's like, no. He's like,
exactly, no.
Turn around. No. And he, of course, has to force her. Sure. And he arrests her. She's like, something big's going on here. She's thinking like, oh, this is because I love Trump, isn't it?
No, it's because you're a bitch.
I mean, these people.
We're also getting someone that's on the YouTube chat saying, a Karen is a Karen. It doesn't matter the gender.
That's fair.
Oh, that is pretty good. I bet you if you called a Kevin a Karen.
Oh, yeah.
That's even better.
Right.
That's pretty good.
All right. We have a director ripping off Netflix. Quite a story. Next on The Fan. Yeah, this Netflix story, kind of wild.
Yeah.
Surprise, this doesn't happen more often.
It probably does. You probably just didn't get caught. Embezzlement happens everywhere.
Well, I just mean in like Hollywood, you know? Yeah. Like, I just don't know how it all works. Like, when you're a director, let's say a studio buys they hire you as the director of their,
sure,
of the script or whatever.
Yeah, you get a budget?
Yeah, you have a budget. Like, how do you tap into, like, who pays the bills? Like, how do you tap into that money? Do they just throw you a freaking debit card? Or
I'm guessing there's some sort of oversight, but if you've been working with them a bunch or you know the person that's in charge of the purse strings, I mean, that's all it is, man. They give you a budget, and I'm sure it's just like building a house. You take draws from it, and you use it to,
in this instance, they just gave the guy $17 million.
Yeah.
Sounds like.
Well, he only defrauded them of $11
million. That's all.
Some of it was actually used.
So the guy's name is Carl Eric Rinch, and he's been arrested in Los Angeles. He's been accused of spending the budget meant for a show that he was the director of for Netflix.
Yeah, it was called The White,
little bitch.
It was called The White Horse. It was a sci-fi TV show.
He spent it on failed stocks, cryptocurrency, expensive cars, and two mattresses. I like that they threw the mattresses in it.
Yeah.
The total, over $1 million. So in 2018, Netflix paid $70 million for the series during a bidding war for the 47 Ronin director's new project. Is that a movie?
He didn't even finish it. Yeah.
So, as you said, it was titled White Horse, which was to tell the story of a scientist who invented a human-like species that turned against their creators. He later demanded additional funds from Netflix to complete the show after claiming he was only able to film one episode on the money that he had been given. However, he never delivered any episodes of the show, which Netflix had later renamed Conquest.
Yeah.
He transferred the funds he received through a number of different bank accounts before consolidating them into a personal brokerage account, and then he used those funds to make a number of personal and speculative purchases of securities.
Hey, kind of tasty.
So they did. They just gave him the money.
Gave him the money.
Here you go.
He's like, cool, I appreciate it.
Get us some episodes, will ya?
Well, I mean, I guess the idea is that, like, I mean, this guy's dumb because he didn't deliver anything, but if they give you $17 million to shoot a series and you bring the series in, I'm guessing people don't really pour over it with a fine-tooth comb. I guarantee there's a ton of waste that goes on in these pictures.
So you do the film for $12 million, you pocket $5
million. Well, and then construction people do that all the time. That was the old Russian Olympics scheme. You know, the Russians, when they had the Sochi Olympics, Putin was handing out, like, $1.2 billion contracts to build a road, and people were building the roads for like $200 million. And they're like, we'll be taking the rest and putting it right in our pocket.
So apparently he orchestrated a scheme to steal millions by soliciting a large investment from a video streaming service, claiming that the money would be used to finance a TV show he was creating.
But there never was, but right?
Yeah, that was fake. Fake news.
Here's the thing. Like, I get embezzlement. I really do. I mean...
Yeah, you'd be a good embezzler.
Well, you know...
I could see you trying that.
Well, you're skimming off the top and...
Talented.
You know, it's...
One for me, one for you.
Exactly, right? That's my thing.
Two for me, one for you.
It's the whole mob theory. Again, if you're working a construction project, right? Like a government... I would say this. Have you ever known anyone that like is involved like when they build like the schools, like the bonds that build those things?
Dude, yeah.
Those projects, they're rebuilding all the schools.
A lot of waste.
Yes.
They're just, yeah. Anytime you, well, my father-in-law, who I take to Bi-Mart every Tuesday,
yes.
He used to build and get hired in for building schools or big projects like that.
Yeah.
Big buildings. And he said you always wanted the government contracts.
Yes.
Because they'll just, the money just flows. Like, ah, whatever.
So we passed it was hundreds of millions of dollars in the last handful of years in Vancouver for the Evergreen School District, and they're basically rebuilding all the old, outdated schools. So, like, my kids junior high and high school are both torn down and rebuilt. So I always think about this. When you are handed an $800 million check as a construction company to build schools... As long as you bring the school in with what you promised, who's to say where?
Well, this is like the IOC. This is like the Russian government.
So that I get, right? Believe me. And if I was in charge,
we'd have to watch you.
100%. Well, don't act like, because you know what I would do? I'd go to Rob and be like, hey, Rob, how would you like to be in charge of the drywall on these projects? And by the way, what do you think you could bring? Look, I'm cutting up. We're all getting a little taste. We're all getting to wet our
beak. I'm playing dumb. You're in charge. I'm playing dumb.
Exactly.
I'm a minion.
Yeah.
I'm a pawn in the game.
But I'll tell you what. You're wetting your beak, aren't you?
Well, sure.
Yeah, exactly.
But I don't know anything.
But this is the part I don't understand. Like, this guy, he never made the thing. If I am going to embezzle, the whole point of embezzlement to me is that you get away with it. So I make sure that the school is built. I cut corners where I can. We work some back alley deals, maybe some lesser materials. No one's here, you know. And we skim some off the top. Let's say we skim 15%. And that goes in all of our pockets. What I don't get is that when you take the money and then you don't build the school, eventually someone is going to ask, hey, excuse me?
Yeah.
Where's the school? And then you're like, I didn't build it.
That would require money, though.
And they're like, we're going to need the money back. And you're like, I spent it. And then you go to jail. So that's what if this guy had just made the TV series.
Yeah, but that costs money.
Well, you can't embezzle.
That dips into his slush fund.
See, here's the greedy part. You can embezzle. You just can't be greedy with the embezzlement.
You have to be smart about it.
Yes.
And and no one ever is because they're doing it out of greed in the first place.
I'll tell you what, you are not going to like my drywall.
Well, you know what? That's a problem for the school district. They can complain afterwards, and I can be like, I don't know. The guy was
He was the cheapest. I was trying to save you money.
Like, I was trying to work out some deals. Yeah, the dude after he didn't make the show, he demanded $11 million more.
Yeah, they're saying he faces 90 years in prison.
Exactly.
That's crazy. Yeah. You think he'll go? He won't do that. But still. He might.
That's
go
so
away.
Weird compared to like other violent crimes and things like that. I never understand how we tack on a punishment like that to something like that.
90 years.
Well,
Jesus.
He's not going to do 90.
Well, sure, but the fact that that's.
But how is that even a possibility?
Yeah.
Well, like, I bet he'd be pretty sorry after 20.
He did steal tens of millions of dollars.
Yeah, but.
Well, like if you rob a bank.
But he didn't kill anybody.
Yeah, no, dude. But he defrauded someone out of.
Come on. 90 years, and regardless if he won't serve that, that's crazy to lose your life for that, because that's your life. He's dead.
Yeah.
In prison. He's dying in prison.
Exactly.
Play stupid games, win stupid prizes, I guess.
So, I'm just saying, if you're going to, by the way, someone goes, you are literally describing what a general contractor does.
Boy, I tell you, that's
I should
truth.
Be in the general contracting business.
No, no offense, general contractors, but man.
Yeah. Yeah, I wonder.
You'd be a good shady.
That is, yeah, you would be a great.
You'd
contract.
Also be a good shady cop, you know, like drug bust, and you skim some of the cash out of the bag.
Fortunately, now they got all those body cams and.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're never on.
Oh, it was malfunctioning. Oh, yeah.
I work. A bunch of guys at my jiu-jitsu gym are all cops, and this has been discussed. And every one of them is like, oh, my God, you would 100% be on the take. I'm like, absolutely. And I'm like, by the way, some of you are, too. You just make things. I'm not saying, and that's my point. I'm not saying you have to, like, plant drugs and like, send people to jail that don't deserve it. But you're telling me there's cops out there that don't operate in the margins? Of course they do.
Yeah, the general contractor thing is interesting because there really isn't much oversight on those guys. Like... And this guy's a friend of mine. My contractor is a friend of mine. Great dude. And he and his guys redid our house, built an ADU for us and everything. They're wonderful. Did a great job. But it took me a while to get used to the billing.
Yeah.
Because I'd be like, dude, why are they always round numbers? Like, can you show the receipts of, like, what the... Because, you know, you'd break it into category, right? Yes. It's like electrical, 20,000, you know. Wait, 20? Is it 19,600? Because mm-hmm. that's $400 different.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And he'd be like, no, well, you know, it all kind of comes out in the wash. You know, it's like, we'll steal from one budget line and we'll move it over there. I'm like,
See, here's my thing.
He got to my end, like, the end number was about right.
But they're doing the office space thing, rounding up all the pennies, just collecting
up. But it's like, you know, that costs a little extra, and, you know.
This is how don't I operate. Questions. This is how I operate my bar tab. I don't know if you're like this. So I drink at the same bar, you know. And when it's a busy night, sometimes you get charged for stuff. Sometimes you don't. Sometimes there's things on your tab that aren't that you didn't get. So I just kind of take a general look at my bar tab, and I figure as long as it's within an acceptable range, I'm like, you know what?
Sounds right.
Sounds right. And the other day, we were just talking about this. And the other day, we were there on, like, Sunday. And there was these two dudes that had been drinking there for, like, 3 hours. Been there for a long time. And those sons of bitches sat there and made our bartender go through every single item. And the guy's like, oh, my God. He goes, you ordered this, this, this. They could not accept that was their tab. And I wanted to be like, you never come back here again. Like, that's the sort of, like, they just that attention to detail on something that is so small, that it just seemed ridiculous. But you would think that when you're dealing with so that school bond I was talking about for Evergreen, that's $800 million. They gave one company $800 million to build schools, and they operate it like my bar tab. I don't know. We got some
don't
windows here,
it.
And I said, yeah. You know, it looks about,
yeah.
It looks about right.
Window daddy.
How they work.
I would love to sit down with whoever built just that one high school, the one by my house. I would love to sit down and be like, and do what that guy did at the bar. I would like an itemized list on the 2 years it took you to build the school, and I would like you to go through these charges.
Yeah, it's like, I told him, I'm like, dude, I don't think you're ripping me off, but... I mean, you know, does this all really pencil? Like,
it doesn't seem fully transparent if you're kind of rounding willy-nilly.
Yeah, and he's not.
And it doesn't mean you're doing anything shady.
No.
It might just be more convenient on your end, but for the end user, it feels strange.
But it's the way they've always done it. He usually works with rich people, and they don't, you know, rich people, they're not asking questions. They're like, what do you want? How much do you want? And so, I don't know, it was a hard thing to get used to, but we eventually settled into our sweet spot where
I'm really rich.
I understood how things worked. It just took a little time.
Yeah, someone did point out, and I double-checked this, the Mountainside High School, the one in Beaverton that they just built, that was $30 million over. They miscalculated.
Well, it's a huge, I mean... That seems small when you see the building.
Over? But
they miscalculated by 30. They're like, hey, we came up short. 30 million.
Over.
Again,
jeez.
I'd like to see your bar tab. I'd like to see your work. 30 million? Whenever they build that damn I-5 bridge, the new one, right, they're saying that thing is going to be, at one point they said that might be the most expensive public infrastructure work in United States history.
Really?
Well, I mean, not with inflation and everything, but yes, that thing is going to be like $6 billion, $7 billion.
Jesus.
Exactly. And at one point, just a few years ago, it was budgeted at like 2.5. And now it's like over 6, almost 7
mil. Well, costs are going up. That's another thing he'd say. Costs are going up.
I want to play the fun game of when we build that son of a bitch for $6 or $7 billion, I want someone paying attention to why that costs $7 billion to build a bridge.
Studies, plans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Commissions.
Plans.
Salaries. Did I see that Trump's throwing a wrench into the I-5 project? Did I read that?
I don't know.
I didn't read the story, but I thought I saw that headline.
I love Tesla.
Should I have read that?
Did you see him
get behind the wheel of a Tesla, by the way?
Yeah. I love Tesla. Everything's computer.
When's the last time he was behind the wheel of a car?
Well, he's not allowed to.
He sat in a Tesla.
But he didn't drive it.
I know.
Well, he was selling Teslas on the White House lawn. It's a hell of a thing. Yeah, they're saying the estimated cost now has ballooned from $2.1 billion to now they're saying between 5 and 7.5. Between 5 and 7.5, you can't give me a closer horseshoes and hand grenades? $2.5 billion? Come on.
Yeah, so it says.
I want to know what pocket that's going in.
The federal freeze, crackdown on all the. They're saying that has put the I-5 bridge funding. That has raised questions about the funding for the I-5 bridge.
Yeah. Well, the first time around that it went kaput, I think they said that they had. Because remember, we were planning it and then we stopped it. Now it's.
Well, it's because of you boneheads up in Washington. You blew that up.
Yeah.
Because you didn't want the light rail.
You didn't want the light rail. You're like, nope, not doing it.
Why?
God, I don't know. Why do we do anything? But they had spent, when that thing went kaput, I want to say that they had spent like $500 million on planning and architects and plans. They had spent $500 million, and then they were like, you know what?
Yeah, forget it. We'll circle back.
And that's what I want to know. No shovel. Nothing was dug. Nothing. Other than people sitting around and talking and planning. And we spend $500 million. And then like, it's fine. We're good. You're right. I'm quitting radio and I'm getting... I need a general contractor that wants me to help run their business. Put me in charge of it. We're increasing profits. Dude, I need to be in this game.
Contractors will also add in tractor equipment, etc. And then keep them. Yeah, I could see that. As an architect, I have the authority to request all the contractor's receipts if I suspect budgetary shenanigans. Oh, okay. That's good.
And they don't. It's the bar tab. That looks about right.
Yeah, because they're all in bed with each other.
Exactly.
It's like, I'm not against you. I'm for you. Yeah.
Someone say, you ever seen a contractor's house? Exactly. Mansions.
Yeah, that's the thing. My buddy.
Yeah.
I mean, nice, but not. No, he ain't.
I know two of them, and they are living. High on the
I think that it's all about scale.
Yeah.
You just got to keep living, man.
L-I-V-I-N.
L-I-V-I-N.
All right, we got to go. Here's Buck.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple, and I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You have a responsibility to your audience to be more responsible.
It's true. We do. Because we're already behind and we have to break again.
Damn it. Well, we got caught up in hot fraud talk.
We did.
It's all fun and games till they come and get you. White Lotus style, right?
Yeah, but I think the beauty of it is they can't really prove it.
No. No.
You know?
So I want to be in the construction game. Notice that Buck got real quiet.
Yeah, the YouTube chat pointed out that I probably don't want to divulge my family secrets in this embezzlement and fraud talk.
Getting real quiet right now over there on the Buckley farm. So what do you...
I mean, we've been over this many moons ago, but Goldman Sachs did try to sue my father for buying old loans of theirs that they didn't want anymore. And then he made money on it, and they're like, wait a second, you took us for a ride. And he's like, no, I didn't.
Well, let's talk more about that.
Okay.
Wait, so your dad has been sued by the government and Goldman Sachs?
So what is your dad's case here?
Well, my dad won his case, and Goldman Sachs had to repay him and pay for all the legal fees.
So what were they claiming?
So basically, my dad was working at a bank that ended up getting bought by Goldman Sachs, and he was like the chief credit officer for that bank. And so one of the things, so he knew the ins and outs of all the loans. They had a bunch of loans that they thought people were just going to default on, or companies were going to default on, and it was going to be a zero. He went back to Goldman Sachs and was like, can I buy these loans from you for 10 cents on the dollar? And they're like, they're worthless to us, sure. And then he went to the lender and is like, let me get 20 cents on the dollar for that. And he turns a profit, and they're like, whoa, this guy just made money off of our loans. He's like, you had all the information and you sold them to me.
Yeah.
So they were just bitter that he...
That sounds like that just sounds smart.
John Buckley.
That doesn't sound illegal.
He did that for about 3 years, and then people stopped wanting to sell him loans.
Let's realize, too, that this is the Buckley side of things. That's getting true. A hard Buckley slant here.
The courts ruled in favor of Buckley v. Goldman, so.
Well, there ought to be something in place with these bad judges, these rogue judges.
Exactly.
You gotta take care of these guys.
I want impeachment now for the judge that sided with the Buckleys.
All right, we gotta go. We will wrap it up next on The Fan. Okay, well, we got to go. Tomorrow's show, we're going to be out at Illinois.
It's going to be great.
So you should go out there.
Everyone will be out there, by the way. All three shows. So
everyone.
Play hooky and get the hell out there. Let's go.
Yeah, and Dirt and Spray get to stay overnight because they do mornings, you know?
Yeah, they got a hotel. Well, so we were offered hotels, but I was like...
Yeah, I don't want that. But they're staying overnight.
Absolutely.
And they're probably going to be partying out there.
Ow! Taste of that pie gal. Let's go.
Let's go. We'll see you tomorrow, 3-7 on The Fan. Good night.
Friendships of Spain. Friendships of Spain.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games. or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.